You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web. And your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Woo! It's like old school.
I know. I always felt like he was talking to me in a way. Go Shardy. I'm like, it's me. He's talking to me. The song was made for me. Woo! Should we wait for the lyrics?
I know it's like a long intro. Wait for it.
Oh. This is like the music video from the 90s that just had a two-hour intro.
I feel like I'm dancing like my mom
like,
right now,
too. Special edition.
I love it.
All right, well, I guess I'll just start.
Yeah, we could be waiting for a while.
All right, we'll probably be waiting for a while, but that is a great intro, I guess. But hi, everyone. We're back for another episode of the Now It Comes On,
now
of course.
It's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. We're gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday. I mean, hello Cassidy. Hello. Okay, guys, we're back for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The birthday bitch.
Witch.
Why did I say bitch again? Oh, because I haven't written yet. I thought it was the birthday bitch tonight, but it's the birthday witch apparently. So, sorry guys. The birthday witch. And we're already on episode 14. We're hitting the end of this.
Woo!
I cannot believe it. Oh, I'm Ashley, I'm your host tonight. Who am I with?
Hey, I'm Jill Annenberg.
And I'm Cassidy Gard.
I'm Charlotte Brobent.
Hey everyone!
We are recapping fully tonight. We are going all in. We have a lot to talk about. I don't know. What did you guys think tonight overall? Did you think it was a good episode? Did you like the episode?
I feel like it started off slow, but then it picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw a lot of different things at the start. I mean, we'll get into it, but with Brandy and Kim and her daughter. So it was like cool to see the different parts, but then we finally got into like the nit and grit of the episode, which was the dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was simmering. It was simmering for a little while. We heard little comments back and forth. You know, we were kind of alluded to the Kyle stuff from Carlton, but then suddenly it exploded.
So yeah. Yeah.
That's the way
Well, we knew
went.
Something was about to go down because last week Carlton was, you know, she was definitely amped up whenever Kyle was brought up. And we knew something was going to happen. She did mention to us, actually divulged to us about the water. She put the necklace in the water, which we'll get to after, but that was, I can't believe she told her that. That was crazy. Yeah. There's so much that just jumps out. But I felt like overall, the episode, this whole season, I just feel like in terms of comparing it to previous seasons, it's so different. It has like, I don't know if it's because they've thrown the Vanderpump Rules cast into it once in a while and just a mixture of that. And it's just, the fights are just more like, they're a little more harsh and the language is different. It's different to me. I feel like, and I read a lot of comments from a lot of different websites discussing The Real Housewives, and a lot of people say that they loved The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because it really had like a classy vibe to it. It was a little more, it's different now. Mm-hmm.
But it's true. When you think of Beverly Hills, you think of glamour, glitz and glam and dinner parties, but you don't think of dinner parties where you sit there and you lay into each other. That's not what you think of when you think of Hollywood and Beverly Hills. And I don't think the fans are liking that aspect. And the language, you just don't expect people with such class to speak in that kind of way. And I think that that's taking its toll on people.
Do you think class is defined at all by money?
No, absolutely not. I mean, okay. It's clearly depicted in the show.
I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. No, I know the. I don't think it is either. But I think that people think that. I think we all are guilty of assuming that if someone has a lot of money in a beautiful closet, that they're automatically going to have the best manners and be super classy. And that's not always the case. So I think mm-hmm. that is something. It's definitely a misconception that we all have at some point or another.
And also it's cultures, because I think of Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I have a family that's Italian, and you're passionate and you're loud and you get really into it. You think of like Teresa knocking the table over. Mm-hmm. And then Beverly Hills, it was just a little more low-key, sometimes boring, because you don't get that same excitement and energy. But now there's stuff coming out where it's not as physical, but it's just harsh. I mean, Carlton was very harsh to Kyle tonight mm-hmm. in the way that she was speaking to her. And don't command me. I was like, whoa, right. Whoa. Right. I just did not want to be there at
right.
all.
Totally. No. All right. We'll start from the beginning, because we're going right to the end, of course. We always do. But we're going to give you. So, okay. First part. Brandy is having her photo shoot. I thought she looked great.
Beautiful. I thought she looked, I mean, speaking of class, and I love when people cuss, but I felt like she looked beautiful when they finally picked that final outfit.
Yes.
And her new editor, who she said is a see you next Tuesday, loved her. And I feel like Brandy needs somebody like that to help her on the business side to keep her in check.
She needed a vision, because the whole idea, I don't think of Brandy doing some sort of like lifestyle thing where she's home with the kids, and she does that because she's a mom. But I kind of get tired of hearing moms say that, like, I'm doing carpool, I'm cleaning, I'm mm-hmm. washing the dishes. I'm like, okay, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what most moms do, and granted, the dads don't. But finally, when we saw her in the Walk of Shame outfit, Walk of Shame, I was like, that's it. Yeah, like, she just owns the fact that she loves sex, mm-hmm. and it's part of who she is, and she talks about it, and her book looks like that, you know, just that mm-hmm. she's, like, passionate and has her heels on one hand, and she's just a mess, a hot, hot mess.
Does that cover, though, make you want to read the book?
I would not read Brandy Glanville's book.
Oh, I would totally read it. Like,
would you?
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Not during, like, business hours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think she looked really good. I don't know if she looked, like you said, it was like a walk of shame. I don't know if it was necessarily classy. I don't think that the front, I mean, having your bra strap hanging down and holding your shoes, it is a walk of shame. Like, you're coming home from someone's house after a night out. But she did look stunning. Her mm-hmm. hair was gorgeous. It looked like she just had it dyed.
Yeah, that's more of what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's not classy with the bra out and the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, but she did. She looked beautiful.
Yeah. Since when are these extensions? I mean, they've been a little like, there's some days when they're just like, you're just seeing them. This seemed like, very smoothed out.
Yeah.
So it looked better.
Absolutely. And it was good to see her happier. She was very depressed for a few episodes now, and so to see her, she looks like in this episode she is choosing a different path of, I think she's moving on from certain things. I think she feels happy that she's picked JR to be by her side, because they did have that breakup that time you and I had when Cassidy and I recapped the episode. It was like episode 2 or 3 when she broke up with her at lunch.
Yeah. I remember that episode. Do you think the fact that she was so calm at this dinner and so non-confrontational tonight, there was no attention on her? I mean, we're not jumping ahead, but is it mm-hmm. something to do with the fact that she had a guy there and she could just be in the moment with her date and not be getting caught up in Joyce or...
I don't know, because at the start when Kyle was giving the speech, Brandy, and I can't remember exactly what she said, but Brandy butted in and said, "So everyone, F off." I think she still likes the attention. I don't think it was to do with JR. I think it was just to do with two different people fighting this episode.
Right. Okay.
I just don't think the attention of fighting is on her right now.
Right.
She doesn't have the beef with
right.
whoever.
Well, I think it was interesting to see how she did take a side. Later on in the episode, she mm-hmm. does take a side. She clearly takes Kyle's side. And I was wondering when this was going to happen, because, like I said, I saw some articles and some of Kyle speaking about her new relationship with Brandy and loving Brandy. So I was like, when does this take a turn for this new relationship? And mm-hmm. clearly this is the beginning of mm-hmm. that. You can
see. Starting
to
see it.
Yeah. And I mean, she was sitting with Kyle tonight too. So that was a big, who you sit with is important and who you don't sit with, you know, it shows who you like and who
don't
you don't, especially that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect. You can't sit with us.
Perfect. Mean Girls quote reference.
You can't sit with us. But yeah, well, speaking of sitting together, another rare occurrence, which we'll probably never see again, Joyce and Carlton having a lunch together. Crazy. It didn't go as bad as I thought. thought it was going to, though. I was expecting the worst.
I think because, in my opinion, I think that Joyce wants to be classy and that she was coming from a place of, like, she really just wants to resolve it. She does not want to have any more issues with her. And I think sometimes the way that she voices stuff, and I don't know if it's because English is her second language.
Flippanty.
Yes. But I was happy that they are, like, hopefully moving forward. Because, like we said, like, enough. Like, there's just so much drama that it's fun to watch sometimes. But at other times, I feel like it's exhausting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was happy to see that Carlton didn't flip out at Joyce. Because I felt like Joyce was doing the best she could at that point. I felt like Carlton, like, I kind of felt like she could have potentially been like, are you, like, flipped out? Because that's a really mean thing to say, to ask somebody if they put a spell on your child, if your child would fall off a ladder. That's, like, the worst thing you could say.
I do agree with you, but on the other side, when Carlton said, watch what happens tonight, and then suddenly her husband gets violently sick.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge coincidence, you know?
Yeah.
What are the chances of that really happening?
Right.
So if I was Joyce, I would have totally asked that question.
You think so? You would have?
Yeah. And, I mean, maybe I wouldn't have asked it to her, but in my head and my family, I'd have been like, okay, step back. Mm-hmm. What just happened?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really tough, I think, because, you know, Joyce very passionately believes in her religion, and that's her God, and that's what she's coming from. As does everybody, but then at the same time, it's a tough place because there's not really, to me, like with her religion, if she's Catholic, mm-hmm. it's not so much like, okay, I'm Catholic, but my religion can do things to you. Whereas with Carlton, you know, there is that capacity mm-hmm. that somebody can say something like the word spell. So suddenly Joyce is like in a hard place because she doesn't really believe in what Carlton does, because it's not her truth, but then at the same time, it's something that she can do onto somebody else. So in a really roundabout way, I'm trying to say, like, it's tough, because she doesn't really believe in it, but then at the same time, if you are saying to someone, like, watch out, and then something happens, you're like, well, wait, what the F? Yeah. So what is going on?
Well, you know? I also believe that if she does have such a strong faith in her religion, as Joyce says she does, you would know that your faith will protect you from anything like that, or you would believe that, at least, because you would know that you're protected by your God, and that your prayers protect you, and that's your religion, and nobody can hurt you or harm you in that type of form. That's what you would believe if you're, because I'm Catholic.
Is that though?
Well, I'm Catholic, and I grew up Catholic, and I would never believe that anybody could ever put a spell on me. Like, I would never believe that. That's just how my mind works. My faith is very strong, so I just immediately would know that I'm protected. But that's just, I went to Catholic school for like 20,000 years, so I think that's probably it. But I just wouldn't believe that. I would think it wouldn't even bother me. But, I mean, I can understand her, because she is somebody that she just seems like she takes things, she doesn't see things very, she doesn't look at things and see them very thoroughly. She kind of just takes things at the surface. And I feel like because of that, and she is very naive, as Carlton said, I just think she gets very afraid of things quickly, and she assumes the worst sometimes, as we saw with Lisa in the first couple episodes when she said, don't touch my hair. It really, really triggered her. So I think she gets upset about things anyway that maybe aren't as big, but I don't know. If she was really strong in her faith, I don't think she would have gotten upset.
I can't remember how many episodes back, maybe when they were in Palm Springs, but Joyce did say something about, you know, my God and my faith, and it'll protect me. But I think, like you said, because of the fact that it's, like, such a coincidence that all of a sudden her husband gets that sick, I just think it's, like, in the tone and your approach of how you bring it up. You know, and maybe it would have been a little softer if she was like, I don't mean to offend you, but I just think it's a wild coincidence. I just have to ask.
Right. That would have been much better. But she kept going, and she kept digging the hole deeper and deeper. And she was like, what if my child falls off a ladder? That's what I'm saying.
That's
offensive. Was the point that I was very shocked that Carlton didn't yell at her. And Carlton composed herself, I think, because she knew, and she even says this, she knew that she was dealing with somebody that was not being malicious or rude. She just really was sensitive and scared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that she saw that. Her intuitions knew it wasn't anything else. It wasn't for the cameras or anything.
The one thing I think that they both can bond on is that they are mothers and they love their children. So Carlton, obviously, I think anyone would be offended if someone would suggest you would harm a child. So Carlton might have stayed that calm and grounded by saying, you know, wait a minute, like, we're talking about children getting hurt right now. Let's get the bigger picture. You know, like, that's not going to happen. So I think Joyce was being mama bear, and then Carlton still had to be like, I might have my practice from the dark side, but I'm not going to harm your child. And if anything happens, you know, it's not because of me.
Right.
And I liked when Carlton went into the fact that she did, she was on the dark side. She did. That was what she practiced. And, but it caught up with her in later in life. But now she has kids. She doesn't want to deal with that and be a part of that. So I think that helped Joyce. Yeah. I think that helped Joyce understand and be like, okay, Carlton doesn't want the repercussions of doing something bad to me. So
I think this might be the beginning of a friendship of some sort, or a little bit of a peace between Carlton and Joyce, because I was reading on, it was Radar Online today, that Kyle is feeling like she has, as of right now, she feels like she has nobody. Like, there's nobody on this season's cast that she feels like she's friends with anymore. So she's reached out to Camille and Adrian for friendship and to kind of rekindle those friendships. So this could be the beginning of something with Joyce. It looks like really there's nothing left for them to fight over. Mm-hmm. They kind of cleared the air with that, and that lunch ended up being a positive thing in the end.
Aren't Kyle and Brandy friends now, though?
Kyle and Brandy, that's what I thought they were. But she's saying, well, I mean, this is according to Radar Online, that she feels like she has not one person from that show, from that season. So, I mean, as we know from Carlton,
stuff probably happens at the reunion.
Yeah, right. Well, no, it's filming actually February. 2 days. February 6th, I think, or 7th, right? They're filming in the next couple days.
Okay.
So I'm kind of, I don't know.
Oh, so the reunion hasn't happened. Yeah, no. It films in February. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
so
it films in just a few days.
So I wonder why she feels like she doesn't have anyone.
I mean, that's a website. Who knows if that's legit or not. But, I think that tonight I saw a lot of good from Joyce in terms of how she didn't come off. Like, I really thought that could have come off. It really could have come off as somebody that's doing this for the cameras, trying to make Carlton look like an evil person. And it really was just her coming from a place of concern. So
yeah, because it didn't come across that way. And I do think anytime that you reach out and you're trying to be the bigger person, like, regardless, I feel like props to you, because it's hard. Like, you know, I'm stubborn and I like never apologize first. My husband hates it.
Right.
But every now and again I do. And I feel like hopefully this will be moving forward for Joyce and Carlton.
And also in this day of technology where you can just text, email, do a fast call, the fact that they're really sitting down face to face. Because sometimes conversations like that are awkward and uncomfortable and nerve wracking. So to really take the time to say, come get lunch with me and sit down, I think speaks volumes about her.
I'm sure that was partly for the cameras and production
that
put that together. But still, but props to them.
They still send texts. Like, sometimes they'll still just do cross cuts of them texting and, like, talking behind each other's backs, like, telling the whole room what they're saying. And then it happens, so.
Yeah. Well, that was good, though. I'm happy to see. I think they had to do that, too, because we were going to deal with so much in the end with all the fighting. They didn't want to get us right in the beginning. Mm-hmm. They knew we were waiting. I'm glad that they were getting along, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that. Anybody else? I wanted to ask you guys about the tattoo, but do you have anything else you wanted to mention about the lunch? No?
Nope.
What did you think about the tattoo? Going right into it.
I mean, really. I'm not against tattoos. I would get a tattoo, but it would be somewhere where other people couldn't see it. But I hate wrist tattoos. I hate it. I think it's very unprofessional because you can't, unless you have a big watch, you can't really cover it. And I don't, I mean, I guess the butterfly was, there was a reason to get that because it's close to Kim. She thinks that when she dies that when a butterfly flies over her kids, that they'll be able to tell that it's her and she's looking down, whatever. But I don't think a butterfly is particularly classy. But it has a meaning to them, I guess, but I hated it.
I like the idea of having something to bond them and have something to have the same thing. Like, my sister and I have a bracelet that we wear, and the Alex and Ani bracelet.
You can take it off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I took it off tonight. But that's a bracelet that you can remove, but, like, still has symbolic thing. But why do you have to get something so permanent, I guess, that you can never remove, and it has to be somewhere? So if you like the look of tattoos, then get it there. But I feel like it was very spontaneous, and I don't think it was really thought out. It seemed like it wasn't thought out, because something like that, I feel like you could come up with something a little more.
Well, and
symbolic.
I felt like the drawing of the butterfly was not even artistic.
Yeah, it was just
like
black.
A kid drew it.
Yeah.
And Kim joked that she was going to get it on her ass, and I feel like she should have, because on your ass or on your wrist, like, what's the difference?
Right, right. On your ass, well, everybody can see it on your arm.
Well,
they clearly wanted that, but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like at 18, you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
you don't, and you don't know that you want something permanently. What if she, you know, what if she gets a job that entails having your arms free?
Well, they have really, awesome Kat Von D makeup. So it's that skin makeup you can get at Sephora. And I don't have tattoos, but I've seen so many times, especially in New York on shoots and things like that, girls have done it, and it takes like 5 minutes. It takes a couple layers, and you can get rid of it.
Completely?
But, yeah, it really gets rid of it. You dust powder over it, it locks it in, and then you can usually go 12 hours where you can't see it.
Wow, that's interesting.
So if she were to get some sort of job, I wouldn't get it, but I see why people get a wrist, because you always are looking down, seeing it, especially if you're close with your mom or something like that. To me, it's just, I love anything. Well, I'll wear like rings or something, and I know it's removable, but something that's there that you're always catching an eye with is easier. I mean, there's not many other places you're gonna catch on your body except your hand.
Yeah, it has to be an area that's not, you know, it's obviously if it's your mom or your dad or your family member, you don't want it on your foot or like your, you know, your chest or your stomach. It's just what's so symbolic. I don't want my dad's name on my, you know, belly button. That's weird. You know, I understand where really what's left is your
arms. I read a book about the neck? Okay, so coming from Kim, she is a little like in the clouds, a little loopy sometimes. But I did read a book once about reincarnation, and it, you know, it is that, I mean, no one really knows, but it is the idea that if something like means a lot to you or that you're always drawn to it, that, you know, it's kind of like a way whenever people are going through a hard time that you see. I mean, I had an aunt that died, and she loved dragonflies. So we all sound crazy, but the whole family, every time we see dragonflies, we're like, there's Aunt Diana. So, like,
yeah, just, no, I totally.
But so I can kind of see, I don't know, I liked it, but I'm, like, super mushy about moms and daughters and family. So I don't know.
It was nice, though. It was a nice, I'm sure they'll always remember that day, you know, going on that trip together.
On the Real Housewives reality show filming day.
Or they could just fast forward and they have everything. That's the great thing about reality TV for these people. They can go home with a bunch of home videos.
Great home videos.
That are produced really well.
Everyone's
they're
HD.
Always made up. I know. Speaking of HD, Lisa looked great tonight, by the way. Just her skin and everything.
Her makeup. I
makeup
love her makeup.
Makeup looked incredible lately. Mm-hmm. Really good. Yeah.
Did she get a little facial to get a little oxygen mask, or is she new skincare?
I think, well, Charlotte mentioned the type of makeup that
they use airbrush.
Airbrush
your makeup on. So.
It looks great.
It looks great.
The wrinkles.
That's fast, easy way, right? All right, so I want to know, if you guys want to log on to our iTunes and let us know what you think of the tattoo tonight. Was it smart to get a tattoo at 18, or do you think that a little bit older so you can think about it? I think the gesture, it was definitely had a lot of, it had a lot of meaning to it. So I say it's all in all, if they love it and it's something that they both agreed on, they should, you know, go for it. But I know at 18, whatever I would have wanted, would not want now. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Lisa's house party for Mauricio and Ken. Crazy. First of all, what were those mermaidy people?
That was so embarrassing.
What was that? Was
I don't know.
Was Kevin Lee in charge of talent tonight? Because between that and the singer, I was horrified.
I liked the lyrics of the song. I thought
I did too. Lyrics were good, but that was just out of nowhere. It's like, what happened? Who was that?
But the dances, I mean, when that one girl fell, hilarious.
Oh my god.
Hilarious.
Were they Vanderpump Sir people? Or
no, I don't think those girls were.
Okay. No, but I didn't mind seeing Jax with his top off and throwing kids. Like, that
cutie.
Made it worth it.
Yeah,
it
he
funny.
Is super cute. I just find it, I know that we're supposed to believe that they all work at Sir, and I hear they actually do work at Sir, and you know first they do, right? They obviously work at Sir. Okay. Well, because they're catering there, but I'm thinking to myself, to be making at least a couple $1,000 an episode for Vanderpump Rules. Just they at least. Yeah. And I mean, as a server at Sir, I'm sure you don't make a couple $1,000 in
a week.
I bet
their contracts say that they still have to be making X amount of hours at Sir, because if they don't work at Sir, then they can't be on Vanderpump Rules anymore.
They work a couple. It's like, I mean, it's not a full-time job at a restaurant.
Right. Because I mean, the catering is at this party, but they're friends with Pandora, you know, Stassi and Sheena are friends with Pandora, but she's a guest at the party, and then the two of them are handing out food. I just find it weird. It's like, they should have just had them go to the party, because we're not going to believe that they're standing there. I don't know. I just
Well, I feel like they always have these parties that Lisa puts on. It's like double advertising. She wants to plug her show. But I hate the fact that they mix Vanderpump Rules and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Me too. I agree.
If you're a Real Housewives fan and you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, you have no idea what's going on with the Sheena situation, which I hated that scene. I think Sheena was so out of order Brandi just like, went up being... not even that scene. When she went up to... Brandi came up. There was Sheena, Stassi, and Ken. And Brandi was trying to be nice. Like, oh, Ken always... she said something like, he always fights with the beautiful ladies. That was actually nice. She was actually complimenting them. And then Sheena's digging. He can fight with whoever he wants. It's his birthday.
I think she does things like that. I actually don't watch that show, but I did watch... last week's episode, because my mom called me and she was like, you need to see this. These girls are like beating each other up. I was like, all right. It was like quite entertaining. But I do notice that she has a very, she doesn't care. She'll just say whatever she wants to say. I mean, she just, obviously, the more you say, the more time you're going to have on camera on that show. It's all about who you're fighting with, who you're having sex with. But I cannot believe for a single second that Lisa has the time of day to pick up her cell phone when these people call her in the middle of the day. I mean, I don't know.
I wonder if the Vanderpump that aired after had extended scenes from this episode on it. You know how sometimes they do that? Yeah. Maybe the one with Brandi in it or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved what Brandi said to Sheena, though. I mean, I feel like it doesn't matter whether it was Sheena's fault or her husband, whoever let each other on, but she never lets it, die.
And I wouldn't think that's cool. But you don't want to be constantly reminded and see the person that your husband had an affair with. No matter what anybody says, that's a terrible situation. And I feel for Brandi so much because you're constantly reminded, my husband had an affair with you, and now you're wafting your engagement ring in my face. I just think that's wrong. I really do. I feel for Brandi.
Yeah, I think she holds it really well. I don't know if I could ever be in front of somebody like that time and time again, but I would be a little bit gratified that I'm not catering and she is, and I'm at the party. I guess if you had a look at it, obviously she's got a lot of pros. I mean, she's younger and whatever. She's on her own show too. She's doing pretty well for herself, so she's really not looking at it like that. But I don't know. I don't think they're ever going to get along. But no. I didn't like that Lisa asked her to say something to her. I thought that was horrible as a friend.
Totally out of order.
Like, what was that about?
Yeah, because it doesn't come like it was from for the a show. Genuine place.
Right, it's coming from a place of let's fight. Let's get you guys fighting on the camera.
Yeah, why does she have to say anything to her?
You say something to her about a ring? It's like she had sex with my husband, so no. I can't. But have a great night. I mean, I'm surprised she even stayed. I would have been so furious. It was so insensitive.
Yeah. I just don't understand why Lisa's even... I mean, there's plenty of functions that are going to happen at Sur where Sheena can work if she needs the hours. Mm-hmm. Why is it something when Brandy's there for a dinner party that she has to be booked to work that night?
I think just for the drama and for the confrontation.
I agree with you because there's a bunch of other girls that they could put on. Mm-hmm. And it's always Sheena that's always at those parties.
Right.
But I wonder whose decision it is, if it's the producers from The Real Housewives or is it Lisa?
Are they the same production company?
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I think, okay, so there we go. If it's the same production company, they're all, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. But let it die. You know, at a certain point, it's like we're going to be into so many more seasons and there's so many other things going on that it's just going to get rehashed every single time. It's just going to get old.
It is getting old. It's like she's engaged now. She's getting married. Just let it go.
I have a feeling next season is going to be a whole new cast. They cannot ring. This sponge is dry. It's like they've wrung it out. Like there's nothing left for Brandi and Sheena. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Getting into the dinner party, which was beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yes. It was. Mm-hmm.
When did you think the point was where everything flipped? What was it that, do you think Carlton want, because she said when she first got there that she didn't want to start anything at the birthday, but then Kyle makes a remark that really aggravates her.
Well, it was when Kyle kept referring to Carlton as her, and I guess that really, I mean, it did really irritate her. Personally, I don't think that would bother me that much. If you're at a dinner, I mean, I guess it depends who it is, though, because she doesn't like Kyle. Like, will you tell her, like, I would say that in a conversation,
I had
most
someone
likely.
Do that to me. I had someone get upset with me about that, referring to this person as her or she, and I'll never forget it. I was horrified, and it was just she was so angry, and she was all frazzled all night, and I was like, And I didn't even know, because I mean, I was a lot younger, too, and I didn't really know that it was an issue. But I don't see anything wrong in that. I just think it was obviously that she was sitting there, and she just saw her, and she was getting more and more agitated, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's rude, but you guys are all, as much as you don't want to say, you're all friends. You all hang out all the time. I don't think it's a big deal to be like, oh, tell her. Like, I don't know. Personally, I don't think it's a big deal. But that really irritated her.
Well, I feel like it's a lot of, like, pent-up aggression. And, like, we were talking about her intuition, that she feels all these things. And I don't know if part of it is in her head or, you know, what she's, like, speculated about her. But I feel like anything that Kyle does at this point is going to piss her off and allow her to just be like, there it is.
Yeah.
Now you're calling me a witch. And that's why, like, bottom line, like, I know that you're just labeling me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really tough because Carlton's seeing things out of context. So she got really mad that Kyle said her bathroom, she didn't want to go in there. Maybe Carlton's coming from a point where she thinks Kyle's insinuating that it's like a dirty sex bathroom. But really, somebody did what happened at a party.
See, I didn't think of it like
that.
There's
always that one person at a party that goes in there for a long time and no one wants to follow. Mm-hmm. So the quote directly from Kyle from last episode was, somebody did a poopy in here.
Right.
So it smelled like S-H-I-T. I did not cuss Phil. So, okay, so Carlton's like not cares, coming like, okay. from... Carlton's not coming from a point of seeing that, like, your bathroom smelled really bad and she didn't want to go in there. I think she's coming from a point of, like, being offended that Kyle said something bad about her house or something. So,
well, I think it was because of the dolls, and then she mentioned the witch's balls in the back. So now it's the bathroom. So she's just like, what else do you have wrong with my house? And then she mentions the confessionals.
I also think it's the middle person, whoever's telling Carlton what was said, twisted it a little bit, and I don't think told her exactly what Kyle said, because
it's hearsay.
Do you think she has a list, though? Because I forgot about when you said dolls, I'm like, what dolls are we talking about? So we're talking about things from beginning. Well, I get it that she's saying, but does she need to let it go, or does she have an internal list in her head of, she talked about my
dolls? Well, she said she doesn't have a list, because when Kyle brought that up, she got really aggravated. But I think what Jill's saying, I agree with that. It was all just building up, and these little things. I mean, when someone insults or makes fun of something that, you know, is important to you. Those dolls were bought by her husband, and he collected them for her for years, so they're sentimental. And so, obviously, you know, Kyle was joking around, but it still was insensitive, and I don't think it was right, because you're just visiting this person for the first time. You should be a little more gracious and a little more of a guest in someone's house.
Do you think this all comes down to, like, sense of humor differences? Because it was the nipple comment that was really offensive to her. Okay, the star thing, I think Kyle was just being a dumb blonde moment. I can say it because we're blondes. Sometimes shit just comes out of your mouth and you're like, oh, that was really dumb. Like, you kind of wish you could take it back. I think that's probably how Kyle would feel about the comment. I mean, if you are Jewish and you see a different star and you, like, fleetingly say something, you might feel a little silly for saying something like that. Uh-huh. But we're talking about things that just seem always to go back to Kyle saying, I was joking. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I agree. I think that they have differing sense of humors. Like, they're both very funny, but they don't get each other's sense of humor. And stuff's been, like, I love Carlton, but I feel like stuff's been taken out of context and has made her more mad than necessary. And like you were saying with the star, like, oops, I effed up, wrong star, like, not a big deal. And the bathroom comment, it was talking about someone who took a crap, not that her bathroom was gross. Mm-hmm. So I feel like all of these things, like, aren't that big of a deal, but they've become this huge, like, catastrophe of a conversation.
Well, I think Carlton also has a lot of intuitions about her, about Kyle, from the very beginning. So she doesn't, you know, for anybody who's very intuitive, you know, a lot of times you get feelings about people, but then you'll say to someone close to you, like, I don't like that person. I just know. And they'll say, well, why? Why don't you like them? I can't tell you why. I just know. Sometimes you just know something. She just feels like she really knows that this is not a genuine person in her eyes. She feels like, as she said to us, that she's toxic, and that she does a lot for the camera. So that's her perspective. We're only going by what we see. And for what we see, we get, you know, tidbits of Kyle's joking around over and over again. But I do think Kyle's made a lot of jokes that were insensitive about her religion, about Carlton's religion. And I think a lot of times she was joking, too. So it's hard to tell now which is a joke and which is serious.
But it's really hard because Carlton's saying that Kyle's not genuine. The thing that really bugged me was the fact that she came to a birthday for Mauricio. So if you're going to go to someone's birthday, and Ken as well, but when she said, like, I don't care that it's his birthday, I mean, that is so not genuine to go to somebody's party and then say in front of them.
I think it was genuine because she was being honest, but I think it wasn't, I think that it was wrong place to say it, the wrong place to say it, but I think the fact is that she says whatever she's feeling and whatever she's thinking.
But if she didn't care about his birthday, then why'd she go?
You know what I mean? Well, she did. She did obviously care. She said at the beginning that she cared because she's like, I'm not going to talk about tonight. It's a birthday. So she did want to.
What she meant was like, I don't even care at this point. I need to get it off my chest. Mm-hmm. I think absolutely not the right time or place. And it's, right. You know, it's like, man, you saw all of the effort that went in and I can't even imagine how much all of that cost. And then to have this huge blowout, like that's where you're like, I'm sure Bravo paid for it.
Yeah.
And talking about not being called to priding herself of being genuine, when Kyle was talking about the necklace and you said you were so thankful and it meant more to you, and Kyle was saying, so were you lying? Carlton didn't answer and completely switched back over to the star on the back of her neck. And it's like, ooh, you didn't just answer if you were lying or not. You need to clarify.
Right.
Like, because you were genuinely, did seem to be happy and touched that you got this necklace.
She seemed quiet. I think she was happy. She was a little shocked, though. Weren't we all, like...
She said that, like, she didn't need to say, oh, my gosh, this means more. Like, you know?
Yeah,
and just by what she said, it did seem like she was thankful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. She was touched. I thought she seemed very touched.
Yeah, I think Carlton was touched, and I think that when she said that, it was in the heat of the moment, and I think she actually was touched, because I think we asked her last week. She did say that it was nice of her, or she mentioned that it wasn't... She didn't see it as a bad thing. It's just she... I think that after that, other things were said, and it bothered Carlton. I just think they're just two totally different people, and they're just not made to be friends, and I was surprised to see Brandy saying nothing, and then when Carlton left... She was like, you know, siding with Kyle. So it just shows that these people are not very good friends with each other. At one minute, you can be talking horrible things about one person, saying horrible things about another one.
What do you guys think, though? Because
loyalty.
The same word kept coming up with label. And last week when, you know, Carlton mentioned that people were labeling when Brandy wasn't there, she kind of took the time to stand up for her, even when Brandy wasn't there. Do you think that Carlton would have expected Brandy to jump in?
I don't think she would have. I don't think she needs... I don't think she expects that. That's what I don't think she does.
What do we think about Kyle's label that she said?
Anti-Semitic was hard. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah,
she knew the minute it came out of her mouth that she could not take it back.
It didn't even make sense.
It was nothing.
Just stupid. And because she has nothing to base that off of. Like, Carlton's never displayed any sort of, like, communication or, like, physically, like, doing anything that has to do with being anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The problem was, until that point, and when she said, you acting like a witch or whatever Kyle said, Kyle was probably in the right. And I was rooting for Kyle, and then suddenly Kyle said, she's anti-Semitic and she's a witch. And it's like, Kyle, that wasn't needed.
Right.
Like, yeah, Carlton was blowing this way out of proportion, but that wasn't needed.
Right. I don't think it's going to end up very well. I think that comment that Kyle made buried her in terms of any hope for a relationship with Carlton again, because I think Carlton already didn't like her. And I think same goes for Kyle just being done with Carlton. I just really think both of them do not like one another at all. And it's just now it's going to be more of a controversy on whose side the other girls go on.
I did like the fact that the husbands didn't get involved.
And Mauricio, exactly.
Well, Carlton's husband said one thing. What was it? He just made like one fleeting comment.
Mauricio.
Let's go.
No, that was David.
He doesn't like during the fight or afterwards.
Yeah,
he said
something about Carlton. Well, the one thing about Carlton is that she is always.
David said
she's,
that.
She's not.
Carlton's husband's David, right?
Yeah.
David, yeah.
Yeah, what did he say about like something about authentic or genuine?
She doesn't discriminate, was it?
He stuck
Mauricio
up for her.
Mauricio looked
like
horrified.
Mauricio
looked horrified?
Yes, and I think Mauricio knew not to mess with Carlton. I think he was like, no way. Like, I'm scared. Like, because she is somebody that when she feels something and she believes it, she's going to fight for it. And I think Kyle is a little more like Joyce, a little more, not naive, nothing like Joyce in terms of being as naive, but I mean, I feel like she didn't expect this argument at all, so she was kind of blindsided a little more, whereas Carlton has been upset and she's had her reasons and she had them on the plate and she just delivered them to her, and Kyle completely thought they were good. And I don't know how you could think you're cool with somebody if you're not, because I know I can sense if someone's a little bit angry with me, I'll know in a second.
And that makes me question Carlton's genuineness, because if
Carlton is as genuine as she makes out, and I do think she's a genuine person. Like, she was really nice last week, but if Kyle thinks that they're good and they're friends,
that's on Kyle. Yeah, that's not Carlton's fault. That's Carlton is what she is, and she's not afraid to be who she is. But Kyle, I don't think she actually cared enough about the friendship, because I don't think she really wants a friendship with Carlton. So I think for her, it's like, well, I thought we were fine, but I know if I cared about somebody, and then I felt like there was something going wrong, I would know in a second, and
you would know because you would feel that the person avoided you. So Carlton said, "I'm keeping my distance tonight." And it was coming from a place where she probably didn't want to be face in front of her, do the fake hug, the grimace of the face, and the whole thing. So she was avoiding her, which was what was authentic for her. But Kyle just, I think, was probably busy hosting, talking, totally missed the fact that she was being avoided.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also think that Kyle has a tough exterior, and she's not, like, as vulnerable or opens up as easily as some of the other characters. Well, I call them characters. Yeah, but so maybe she just doesn't even sense it. And, like, she gave her the necklace, so we're cool, right? I give you my necklace. I feel like, I don't know how genuine that gift was. What did you guys think about Carlton telling her that the necklace was in distilled water?
I think Kyle has no idea what that meant.
I honestly wouldn't know what that meant either.
I wouldn't even know what that would mean.
Like cleansing it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't even think of that. Like, I would be like, why? I would still ask why. I would assume it's cleansing, but I'm like, well, what? Did it smell? Like,
no, but wait. So this necklace was not like a one-of-a-kind thing from her personal collection. This was from her store. And you know when you own a store, you get like 100 of everything to sell. And then she did an Instagram post the next day after last week's episode and said, if you love the necklace I gave to Carlton, get yours too. And she put a link.
I don't like that.
She put a link. So this necklace, there are 100 of them sitting in the backlog.
How much does she sell it for?
I didn't click on the link.
You know what? I don't like
20 bucks.
That.
It can be yours.
I mean, I can understand where if it was something else, but that was supposed to be a very... if it was really, really meaningful, she would have taken her aside, probably not done it on camera, just to prove to Carlton, this is really how I feel. I don't need anything.
Well, I think
for this.
The giving of the necklace just came out of, oh, that's cute. Oh, here, you can have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. But at the same time, now she's taking a moment that's supposed to be very, very genuine.
Just exploiting
and
it.
Right.
And then
and
also.
It could be that they just hate each other now, and so she did that because she's like, well, screw it. Our friendship's over anyway.
Who's going to want that? Like, imagine all the girls that just, like, have them in distilled glasses of water. They're like, this is what you do with them.
Well, you guys have any last, before we get out, you know, before we end it? Anything else? Any predictions? All right, we'll get into some predictions.
There it is.
And now,
long show today.
You're after Buzz TV predictions.
Sorry,
that was long.
Oh, you don't have to know. You want to start?
Yeah. Well, so we see Brandy and Lisa. Brandy, was it Kyle? Talking about how she doesn't want to be on Lisa's bad side. So we are starting to see. I mean, I think I would be kind of annoyed if I was Brandy, constantly being told what to do. And I think tonight when Lisa said, "Go tell Sheena, go say something about her engagement," I'd have been like, "No."
Right.
No. So I can see why it's really irking Brandy, and I don't know. I like them as friends, so I'm kind of sad that this is kind
of
the
downfall of them. You know what, though? I'll wrap my prediction into yours. Them being friends sometimes, I think, was about Lisa helping her, Lisa getting her back on her feet. She was single mom, didn't make money. But now guess what? Brandy's on her second. I know it's going to be a bestseller. I mean, her books, they do well. And maybe Brandy's getting to a place now where she is independent. She is on her own. I remember, what was it? There was some sort of like modeling job Lisa helped her get and style it to make some extra money. Like, the girl's on her own book cover now. She doesn't need to go do some freelance modeling gig for like couple bucks, whatever it is. So I think that it's going to be something where it's a little bit of a pang because it's anytime you're less close with someone. But ultimately, she's just going to be fierce and independent and it's not going to matter.
Boom.
I like that.
Independent woman.
I'm curious how Yolanda's going to play into all of this because we only saw her in the segment with Gigi. We didn't see her interacting at the party or with any of the other girls. So I'm curious, like, who's, so to say, like, side she's going to be on and
Carlton.
Who she's going to agree with.
Yeah, I predict. I just predict that she's going to kind of stay out of it, honestly. I think she'll probably just, she'll give her 2 cents, but really this reunion is what I'm excited about. I really want to see who's going to be sitting with who. I mean, that's always the big...
you know, the which big couch red flag. Are you on? Yeah, which couch are you on? Exactly. So I'm excited for that, and I'd like to see how it plays out with next week, Carlton and Kyle, because they cannot avoid each other. They are filming together, so yeah. We'll see where it goes from there. But anyway, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels.
You can find me at Jill Annenberg.
And you can find me at CassidyGuard.com.
And me on Instagram and Twitter at Shaw Broadbent.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Woo! Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.